Danny gave me some homework yesterday because he said he was watching a movie, wanted to watch it, wanted to review it, so I wanted to join in. And that movie, Danny, is titled Pig.
That's right.
Perfect for you.
It came out, I think, 2 or 3 months ago, and it's a Nicolas Cage film, and it is simply titled Pig. And everybody's like, oh, well, you know, you because I had a pig for 3 months when I was like a in the eighth grade or a freshman in high school that I had to raise for FFA, I'm Mr. Pig.
You are Boink. In my eyes. When I think about pigs, I think about you.
Right, as you should.
Yeah.
Okay, so this movie, I rented it on Amazon. They discounted it half price. It was $3.99.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the girl were scrolling through looking for something to watch. And I'd been wanting to see this movie ever since it came out because, number one, I like Nick Cage. Even when he does ridiculous stuff, he's still fun to watch. But this movie had been reviewed and saying it's a really great role for him. And the movie was getting a ton of great reviews. I'd kind of forgotten about it. But when we were scrolling through Amazon trying to find something to watch, it came up and it's on sale. I'm like, I want to watch Pig. And the running time is
all, like that.
Yeah. The running time is always an issue for us
because
homegirl likes to go to sleep or she'll fall asleep. So it was only about an hour and 27 minutes long, a really short film. So I'm like, you want to do this? She's like, yeah, I'm interested. And it has to do somewhat, I guess in a great portion of it has to do with the restaurant business, which we're both interested in and fascinated with anyway. So just off the bat here, I want to say that, number one, this was one of the most original ideas for a movie that you could come up with. I mean, there's nothing in this film that you go, oh, well, they stole that from that or that was taken from that to me. And then number two, I absolutely loved it. I thought it was such a fun, sad, emotional, beautiful film. I thought it was really well acted for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really dug the hell out of this film. And before we get into what it's about, what were your overall thoughts?
I'll tell you what, I had never heard of this. I know you said 2-3 months. I had no idea.
Okay. So
never
you had,
heard.
You went in completely cold.
I didn't know this movie existed.
Okay.
When you said the movie, if you didn't put who the actor was who starred in it, I wouldn't have known. Didn't hear a single word about it. So when I started it, I will tell you this. In the first 7-8 minutes, if it had been 8-9 years ago, Donovan, I would have stopped it and told you that something happened where I wouldn't want to watch it.
I got a skunk in my house. I had to turn the movie
off. Right.
Yeah.
I think I have matured in my movie watching and just taking in anything that I don't like, just giving it a chance.
Yep.
So I did, and I'm so glad I did.
You dug it?
I absolutely dug it.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Seriously, that was not what I expected.
Me either.
And I'll tell you what, I know it's a newish movie. If you go to Wikipedia to read about it, you have read the whole entire thing because they don't hold out on anything on Wikipedia. So
okay.
I'm telling you, if you want to watch this without any spoilers, don't read up about it on Wikipedia because I needed to put captions on at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because he was mumble talking a little bit.
Well, yeah, he's to set this up without giving away spoilers, I don't think we will. It's a guy, and it starts, it's a guy, a middle-aged man that is very grizzled, long hair, beard. You can tell that a shower is not a very
unkempt, right?
Very a rare occurrence for him. Probably wears the same clothes every day. It looks like, and he lives in a place that looks like maybe the Unabomber might have lived.
Right.
But the difference is he has a lot of really good cookware, okay? So he makes his own meals, and they look like gourmet meals, and he's using these saucing techniques that are clearly from an experienced chef.
Okay, now that you mention that,
yeah.
The very beginning of it when he makes the pizza-looking thing, I thought, man,
yeah.
That looks incredible for what he has.
It's the only thing refined about this guy's existence living in this shack.
You are right.
And the thing is, though, he has a pig, a pet pig, that is a truffle pig that I guess these pigs are trained and skilled in finding rare, hard to find, and very expensive on the market truffle mushrooms that are in Oregon. This is where he lives. He lives in the mountains in Oregon. And this pig helps him find these truffles, which he in turn sells to a broker that comes to his house once a week that then takes him into Portland, and then he has the best truffles that you can get in Portland. They come from this old guy that lives in the woods, and then he sells them to different restaurants This younger dude, he's kind of a douchebag.
Not kind of to it.
No,
yes.
He's a total douchebag. Yeah. When he shows up in the woods in his Camaro.
Yellow, bright yellow.
Wearing a freaking Dolce & Gabbana belt buckle. I'm like, okay. They made him, they played him up to be the perfect douchebag.
Right.
And he's really good at it, too. But then the movie takes a twist where, and it's no secret, the guy's pig gets stolen. And the rest of the film is him trying to find his pig. And the stuff that this guy goes through, it's so original, man. There's nothing like this movie out there.
No, it's
like
not.
If you're tired of the same superhero revamps and the same remakes and the action film that you've seen a million times, I mean, this story is not what you would expect at all. And it opens your eyes to an entire different world that a lot of people don't know, and it's kind of the inner workings of the restaurant business.
And just, you know, the fact of being off the grid, mm-hmm. and then coming back on the grid and people's reactions to that. And just, yeah, like you said, the going about of trying to find something that's missing, that you may have some sort of idea what's happening, but your lead is trying to go back into a world that you knew that you had to kind of dive back into, that you really didn't want to. You wanted to leave way in the past.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people love Nick Cage, and I've enjoyed several movies that he's been in. But I'm not just saying, oh, my gosh, I need to go see a Nick Cage movie because, you know, I love the guy. I mean, he's all right.
When he's on, though, he's so good.
Oh, he really is good in this movie.
Yeah.
I never thought reading the description of it that I would even remotely enjoy this movie. And I loved it.
Did you know, and I'll try not to give anything away here, did you know what he was doing when he was collecting all of the food items to take back to the kid's father's house?
No, but I quickly figured it out.
Yes.
But I didn't at first. Hell, I didn't know what he was looking for at the very beginning.
What do you mean?
When he was out there at the beginning and he was digging around in the ground, I didn't even know what he was looking for then.
There's some real emotional moments in this movie, and that being one of them, I think, when he's making that, you know, putting all those ingredients together to make this specific meal for a specific reason. And the other moment is when he's hell-bent on finding this pig, but when you realize that it's less about what the pig can do as far as finding these mushrooms, which apparently maybe it's not as maybe it's more about him knowing where the mushrooms are less than the
right.
pig knowing. He wants his pig back because that's his friend.
Dude,
I mean,
I'm telling
you, tearing up on that line when he says,
I know.
It's not about the pig. The trees tell you where the mushrooms are. But why do you want this pig so bad? Back so bad? It's because I love him. I'm like, oh my God. Because I'll tell you what, before I went to bed that night, I hugged my dogs like extra hard.
That's exactly what I thought about. Like, I would do the same exact thing for my mutt.
Yeah, for sure. That was his pet. It was his friend. It's the only friend he had because he lived out there by himself.
It's a list really short of movies that have truly, truly made me emotional.
Yeah.
And that jumped.
I'm so glad we watched this film.
I am too, man.
Like, because it's rare that you read a book or see a film, and if this happens to me maybe once or twice a year when I take in either one of those mediums of entertainment, that they stick with you for like 3 or 4 days. Like, man, I can't stop thinking about that. Most books I read and I'll put them down, I'll never think of them again.
Right.
Movies the same way. It's just like in one ear, out the other, no matter how good they are. But there are some that leave an indelible emotional mark on you. And this movie with Nick Cage called Pig is one of them.
I think I'm going to watch it again tonight before it goes away because you rent it for like $3.99.
Yeah.
And I want to watch it again. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do too. It was that good, man. And I would not be shocked if somehow, some way, this thing got some sleeper Oscar buzz or some. I would not. So now there's like 10 nominees for Best Picture.
Sure.
It would not surprise me at all if this one squeezed in at the last minute as the 10th nominee.
96,
I'm not going to say it's going to win, but I think it should be nominated.
96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's that good. I mean, and I know there will be people that will see this and go, man, I just wasted my time watching a guy walk around Portland in an old army jacket with blood all over his face searching for a damn pig. You know, but I look, you can't please everybody, but I think a lot of people would unexpectedly fall in love with this film, because I sure did.
And that's the one thing about it. Reading the description, knowing what it was about, I thought Danny has lost his mind, and the only reason we're doing this is because...
Because it sucks and he wants to make fun of it.
Oh, no, it's because of the pig the pig pen, and Danny had a pig, and we're just doing it as a bit so we can talk about it and laugh about how bad this movie was. I was not expecting... And the first 7, 8, 9 minutes, I thought just that. Like, what the hell am I watching? I got to find subtitles. I don't know what they're saying and all that. And then as it went along, I'm going, holy moly.
Yeah.
I had to go pick up some food for us before it closed, so I had to stop halfway. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking out the door with the remote control, waiting to the very last minute to hit pause.
Yeah.
So I can run out and get the food and come back and finish the whole dang movie.
And,
seriously.
And let me say this one thing real quick about this film, because it is Nick Cage, and he is going on a mission to find his lost pig. Don't think that this is some shoot 'em up, revenge, I'm going to kill everybody in my path to get to my pig. It's not that at all.
No.
There's no real, I mean, that type of action in this movie at all. I mean, there's a couple of, there's a fight scene that's really weird. How about that whole underground
crazy
fight club thing that was going on?
And I almost
didn't
don't understand it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't make any sense.
It was real, it was a kind of a non sequitur in a way, but they made it work. They made it work in the narrative, but it was something where I was like, "What's happening right now?"
Right.
But it was so quick, then you know you realize that this is a small part of the story, but it kind of connects you to the man, the ultimate guy that's
right.
kind of the main restaurateur in Portland, and his whole scene, the mushroom broker's father. This sounds so ridiculous, us talking about this movie. And I guarantee people are listening to us going, thinking we've lost our minds.
I would have thought the same thing. I would have thought the same thing up until 15 minutes into it yesterday, where I'm going, I can't take my eyes off of it.
Did you watch it with your girl?
She will usually see me watching things like that and mm-hmm. turn tail and run the other way. But she even stuck around kind of asking some questions. But if you come in 30 minutes while I'm into a movie, then I can't answer your questions. You're going to have to wait, or you're going to have to watch it again. So maybe we'll watch it again tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to watch it again before it goes away.
I bet she'd like it.
Dude, awesome. I'm happy you recommended
this. I'm so glad you liked
that. There you go. Pig with Nick Cage.
Check it out. Oh, check it out. It's on Amazon for $4.
It came out July 16th of this year, and I highly recommend it. Only $3.3 million at the box office. Again, I had never heard of it.
That's
ever,
what it made.
Ever, yeah, that's what it says right here.
Yeah, so it's kind of it's a critic's darling, though. I mean, like you said, what is it? 96
on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah,
that's really good.
That's awesome.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.